Let's dive into some of the more technical projects that caught attention today, starting with what might be the most practical tool for database developers. There's a new Rust CLI called DataBow that promises to query any database with an ADBC driver.
ADBC is Arrow Database Connectivity. It's essentially a modern columnar alternative to ODBC that's optimized for analytical workloads. What makes DataBow interesting is that it provides a unified command line interface for querying disparate databases using Apache Arrow's columnar format. For data engineers who work with multiple database systems, this could eliminate a lot of context switching between different CLI tools.
The business value here is in operational simplicity. Database teams typically maintain different CLI tools for PostgreSQL, MySQL, BigQuery, Snowflake, and whatever else they're using. A single tool that can speak to all of them through a standardized interface reduces cognitive overhead and makes it easier to build automation scripts that work across database platforms.
From a technical standpoint, building this in Rust makes sense for a CLI tool. You get memory safety, good performance, and single binary distribution. The ADBC choice is also smart because it handles the complexity of converting between different database result formats and Arrow's columnar representation. The developer essentially built a universal database client on top of existing standards.
There's also an interesting hardware story today. Someone built an ESP32-based tool called the BitPirate that can speak virtually any communication protocol and provides a web interface for hardware debugging. This is essentially a modern wireless version of the classic BusPirate hardware debugging tool.
The ESP32 is perfect for this kind of application because it has built-in Wi-Fi, multiple communication peripherals, and enough processing power to run a web server. What makes this implementation clever is the web interface. Instead of needing a serial terminal or custom software, you can interact with the tool through any browser. That dramatically lowers the barrier to entry for hardware debugging.
For anyone doing hardware development or reverse engineering, having a universal protocol analyzer that you can access wirelessly is incredibly valuable. Traditional logic analyzers and protocol debuggers cost thousands of dollars and require specialized software. An ESP32-based solution that costs under $50 and works through a web browser democratizes hardware debugging capabilities.
The protocol support is impressive. SPI, I2C, UART, OneWire, and more. The web interface provides both interactive controls and scriptable automation. For educational use, this could be fantastic for teaching digital communication protocols because students can see real-time protocol data in an accessible format.
Speaking of hardware, there's a delightful project called Wi-Fi Time that deserves mention. It's essentially using Wi-Fi beacons to create a distributed time synchronization system. Not necessarily practical for most applications, but it demonstrates creative thinking about using existing infrastructure in unexpected ways.
And for the retro computing enthusiasts, there's a detailed write-up about watching a Z80 processor from an RP2350 microcontroller. The Z80 is a classic 8-bit processor that powered early computers like the Sinclair ZX Spectrum. Being able to monitor its operation in real time using modern microcontrollers creates interesting possibilities for reverse engineering and education.
What's fascinating about that Z80 project is that it represents the intersection of retro computing hobbyists and modern development tools. The RP2350 has enough processing power and I or O capabilities to monitor another processor's operation without interfering with it. That kind of non-invasive analysis was much harder to achieve with older development tools.
The broader trend here is really about democratization of hardware development tools. Between low-cost microcontrollers like the ESP32 and RP2350, open-source development environments, and detailed project documentation, we're seeing sophisticated hardware debugging and analysis tools that would have cost tens of thousands of dollars a decade ago now available as weekend projects.
There's also some interesting algorithm work making headlines. Someone published a branchless quicksort implementation that claims to be faster than both STID sort and PDQ sort. Sorting algorithms might seem mundane, but they're fundamental to system performance, and any improvement in standard library sorting can have widespread impact.
Branchless algorithms are particularly relevant for modern processors because they avoid conditional jumps that can cause pipeline stalls. The fact that someone achieved better performance than highly optimized standard library implementations suggests there's still room for algorithmic innovation, even in well-understood domains like sorting.
What strikes me about all these projects, from DataBow to the BitPirate to branchless sorting, is that they represent individual developers or small teams pushing the boundaries of what's possible with modern tools and hardware. The combination of powerful development platforms, open source ecosystems, and accessible documentation is enabling a level of innovation that used to require significant corporate resources.
And the quality of documentation and presentation has improved dramatically. Each of these projects includes detailed explanations, performance comparisons, and practical examples. That makes them accessible not just as tools, but as learning resources for understanding the underlying technical concepts.